Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Office of Emergency Management team has announced an addition to its Ready, Set, Go program, a line of optics to act as visual aids to heighten understanding of the tsunami program. A press release sent out by the Office of Emergency Management on Friday described both the nature of the program as well as the new media content to be distributed as a part of the new awareness campaign. The release said the tsunami awareness products are being distributed to coastal communities. The graphics include a universally understood rack card illustrating how you should respond in the event of an earthquake or landslide-generated tsunami. The press release stated, "Our Ready, Set, Go program is gaining positive traction as we continue to share our campaign products with other municipalities and tribal entities across the state. Specifically designed to address natural disasters, the graphics may be modified to include human-caused emergencies. The graphics include an owl mascot, which is a symbol of individuals being alert, aware, and prepared." In July, the Office of Emergency Management began testing its newly updated tsunami warning system, which came at a very ideal time after tsunami warnings sent out earlier that month created confusion regarding the actual projected areas of effect and exactly which of those areas may have needed to evacuate. More information about the Ready, Set, Go program can be found at the borough's website. And for more details on the updated awareness campaign and new graphics, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Law enforcement in Alaska has prepared a first-of-its-kind report detailing missing Alaska Natives and American Indians. The Alaska Department of Public Safety's Missing Indigenous Persons report includes the names of 280 people, dates of their last contact, and whether police believe their disappearance was related to criminal activity. The Anchorage Daily News reported, of the 280 missing persons, 18 were ruled suspicious, 30 as not suspicious, and 17 as unknown. The newly developed Certified Nursing Assistant program, available through Central Peninsula Hospital, has a graduation rate of 100% through its first three rounds of education. A shortage of CNAs became evident during the COVID-19 pandemic, and medical facilities have found it difficult to replenish these needed staff positions. In part, the struggle to find new CNAs is due to the inability of prospective CNA candidates to forego a livable wage while they receive the education necessary to obtain the nursing assistant certificate. Enter the CPH program.
It was to fill a need. We had a lot of people during COVID who just weren't comfortable providing care for patients,
says Rachel Verba, education director for the hospital's CNA program.
So we needed staff, and that's where it started at Heritage. And then slowly we identified that we were having very similar challenges and decided to start a program here at the hospital.
Verba credits Heritage Place for seeding the program. The assisted living facility began offering paid training for CNAs during the pandemic. Also, according to Verba, paid training is the real linchpin of the program.
This was a way that we could support members of our community in furthering their education, improving their job satisfaction, improving their potential in what maybe they could earn for future for themselves, for their families.
The hospital launched its program in December of 2022. The first run had six students. All six completed the program. After two more rounds of education, the program officially graduated 15 CNAs on Friday, August 25th. The hospital's next term for CNA training begins in November. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.